T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
With AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwear, bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Oh. What kind of power do you got? I got a question for that. I got two. Oh. Yes, you
The Fan.
Happy Thursday afternoon, everyone, all of you beautiful Portland listeners. I hope you're having an excellent day. But let's start by checking in with the most important person. There is no AJ. There is no Dusty. So the man of the hour is Will Darkins. What's happening, dude?
I don't know about man of the hour.
The man of the next 3 hours. Good call. You're right.
That's right. Yeah. I dominate these 3 hours.
Oh, man. Get ready for this. Will Darkins has his Dame Dakota ring. He's going to tell you what he's really saying.
That I got in the mail with Ovaltine?
Yes. You know the one.
That's the only reference I have for not only Ovaltine, but Dakota rings is A Christmas Story, that movie.
No, you have the Ovaltine from Seinfeld. Come on.
Oh, that's not how I remember it.
But I know, but do not, you at least have the reference in your brain, right?
Not really.
You don't remember the bit?
No.
One of Jerry's comic buddies, he's like, Ovaltine, why do they call it Ovaltine? The can's round, the glass is round. Why not call it Roundtine? That's the bit.
Oh, is that the guy that sucks?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's always falling around.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but yeah. You know the one I'm talking about. But yeah, so I have two references for Ovaltine. But
okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Christmas Story. Christmas Story comes first.
Yeah.
Especially if you go Dakota Ring. And then, then it's Seinfeld. But those are my two.
When did Dakota Rings quit being a thing?
Ooh. I imagine they still exist within the friendly confines of the Happy Meal or the kids' meal at fast food restaurants, right?
No.
Oh, come on. Or the back of a cereal box?
Dude, it's a kids' meal. You can't give kids rings. They'll swallow it.
How old of kids do you think are going to get their kids'
Happy Meals?
Yeah, up to 12.
Oh,
yeah, you give my
dude,
kid.
You don't have a Happy Meal. Like, no, I think 10's your cutoff. After 10,
oh.
You knock it off with the kids' meals.
No, you're good until you're a teenager. You can be, stay immature as long as you want. The last thing I need you is hurrying into pubescence.
You go
barf.
You go right from the Happy Meal to a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to try it. I'm getting my kids Happy Meals so they're 17 if it keeps them young.
That's bad.
Yeah, but you give my kids.
Well, you are going to look creepy in the drive-thru.
Why?
Your twin 17-year-old daughters. A round of Happy Meals, please.
What? your wife never does that. My wife would prefer to get kids' meals. They don't judge you in the drive-thru.
Oh, we don't go to fast food. We're better than that.
Oh, are you? Look at you. Watch out, everybody.
The audience agrees.
Huh? You're the best, Will. You go, Will.
Oh, you do it.
When was the last time you had fast food?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to define fast food as...
No, drive-thru. When was the last time you went through a drive-thru?
That's been a while. Okay. Like, it's got to be 3 years.
3 years?
I wanted to say, because I do go to Baja Fresh, and I have heard some people Baja Fresh is fast food. So
sure, whatever.
Technically, I haven't, but if you take Baja Fresh out of the equation, I haven't eaten fast food in at least 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. Yeah, see, I had fast food last night.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have?
So yesterday, my kids were staying with my sister, and I called up and I go, "Hey, what do you want me to grab for food?" And immediately screaming from the back seat, "Chicken stars!
Chicken
stars!" Like I stopped by Carl's Jr. I got some chicken stars. I got myself one of the Angus jalapeno burgers.
Yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
So tell me, what book did you bring with you to the toilet when you were done with that Angus jalapeno popper?
No book.
How fast did that thing pop out of you?
No, it's normal digestion. Period.
Normal digestion. Yeah. So you put a bunch of red meat, cheese, hot peppers, and sugary sauce down your stomach, and that didn't affect you whatsoever.
Here's the mistake that you're making, young man. You're thinking that that is a huge contrast to my normal diet.
Oh,
red meat, bread. Right. Something fried is not all that often removed from my diet where it would affect my stomach in some way where it's going, "What are these things?"
Ah! Well, it's like the imagery of like little men working inside of your stomach. Like,
going, how do we handle this?
Somebody call the brain and knock this out.
What are they feeding us? We can't handle this. We don't have capacity for it. Yeah, I'm not eating fish and vegetables like you every day and then all of a sudden throwing an Angus thick burger in there to go, "Let's see if they can handle this." And most of the time, they're, let's see, probably 5 days a week I probably have red meat.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but not every meal.
Red meat?
Red meat, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot.
I guess. But?
Are you okay?
A hearty American male.
Are you?
I don't know. Yes, I'm fine. Because I will have...
A little man in your stomach. No. Pull the diarrhea chain.
No,
you
man.
You can't just order that. There's paperwork. I'll take the heat. Just pull the damn chain. We can't hold more red meat, vodka, and bread.
No, I think we can. It's what we're used to. Telling you throw a piece of fish in there, it's going, "Ooh, look at this. Look at what we got here. He's trying to eat healthy again. Hey, Brian, tell him to get back to that beef.
But like beef down here."
In my freezer, I've got beef, pork, venison, elk, and then a fair amount of salmon.
You got a...
Those are the meats that I have.
You got a garage freezer that you do?
We do have the garage. Our garage freezer is very small. In my house, we don't. Everybody else in the family does. So, like, the deer that I assassinated last year, that is scattered throughout Clark
County.
God
bless his soul.
Yeah, well, listen, he was asking for it. Shouldn't have made all that noise. Wouldn't have shot him.
Yeah,
but
it's fair.
But it got spread throughout Clark County. So some at my brother's house, other brother's house, mom's house. So I can go and grab that. But I grew up on a dairy farm, man. We in the leanest of times, when we had nothing else to eat on our table, because, you know, it was a hard winter. Dude, we had a half a cow in our freezer my entire childhood. So I've been eating pretty much a steady diet of red meat since I was born.
Okay, so let's break that down one more time, because you said you had some stuff in your freezer. What do you got in your freezer again? Go for it.
Venison, okay. Deer, elk.
Deer,
beef,
elk,
pork.
Beef, pork.
Salmon.
What else you got in there?
Salmon,
anything else?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that doesn't go in your garage freezer?
No, that all fits in my indoor freezer.
Indoor freezer. Okay. Yeah, so you don't have anything else in your freezer. There are no popsicles, cubes.
We have ice cubes, of course. Yes, we have those things. We have frozen vegetables. I'll tell you what goes in the outside freezer.
Okay.
Because we have the smaller beer fridge with just a standard size freezer on top.
How many cooling systems do you have in your home?
I've got the fridge inside and I've got the beer cooler outside. But I didn't opt for
you got the other freezer though, right?
Yeah, and in that freezer we keep usually because we'll buy the bread two at a time at Costco. Bread and vegetables go outside.
And bread and veggies.
Bread, veggies, and our travel coolers. Because we've got the coolers with the
gel sides.
You put
your travel coolers inside of your regular cooler?
No. Listen. We've got the the canvas ones.
All right.
That have like the gel pack sides in them.
Oh, those are dope.
Yeah. And we'll throw those in the outside freezer when we're doing it.
Oh, okay.
Because if something goes wrong. But it's also a very old fridge. We've had a couple times where it's gone on the fritz. If it gets too hot, it actually stops working a little bit.
So is that when you like order the family, eat everything?
No, that's why we put bread and broccoli out there. It's like, what's the worst thing that happens? We lost a pack of broccoli and a loaf of bread. The bread's going to be fine. It can thaw out and refreeze all at once, and I can still make French toast. I just don't want to lose my meats. So we keep the meats inside.
Text line 503-250-1080. I had a quarter pounder with cheese meal from McDonald's. When the hell did they double the prices? $10.
Last time I went to McDonald's, I could not believe what it cost. And I have not eaten a hamburger from McDonald's in probably 20 years.
No, really?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of McDonald's hamburgers. I used to once upon a time, like when I was doing stand-up comedy in my early 20s.
When you were drinking more.
Probably 8 times a week I was eating like the spicy chicken sandwich I'd get from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then the breakfast.
Oh.
Good to go on the breakfast.
I will tell you this. McDonald's breakfast, if you get just their traditional breakfast, so I'm talking about pancakes, hash browns. They got those little biscuits with the jelly on them. You can put the little butter on the jelly in the butter. You get yourself a cup of crappy coffee. It's a great breakfast.
Yeah. See, my go-to was always the sausage egg McMuffin with cheese because, gut bomb. But last time I went in, it was like $9 for whatever I got because I got the hash brown and the things. And
You got the full breakfast.
And I'm like, what the? It used to be like, you know, here's a nickel. Mm-hmm. Here's all the food that you can, you know, stomach. And then you go on your way. And I was like, this is too expensive for the quality of food that I'm getting here.
Yeah.
And I said, no, sir. The last time I went to McDonald's, I've not been back since. It's been like probably right in that window, that 3-year window where you're at.
The last time I had McDonald's was when I was really drunk. And that was probably the cutoff for all fast food. Because I used to eat a lot of fast food when I was drunk. I mean, like...
Well, it's very good, especially when you're drunk.
Incredibly good.
Your judgment goes down when you drink.
Let me tell you what I used to do in Corvallis. This was one of my favorite things, all right? So I would get nice and liquored up.
Yep.
Usually at a party with people. That's right. I knew people.
Yeah.
And when I was done there, I'd go ahead and waddle myself on over to the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I'd get the cheese quesadilla. Now, the cheese quesadilla at Taco Bell, it works not because of the cheese, but the sauce they put inside it.
Ooh, okay.
It's very good sauce. So I get one of those.
The good sauce. Can you put the good extra good sauce on that?
Can you please put more of the good on it?
Yeah, there you go.
No bad.
Please. And thank you.
So I get that. Then I go across the street to McDonald's. And at the time, it was the $1 spicy chicken.
Oh, there you go.
And I would take the quesadilla and I would wrap it halfway with the McChicken.
Okay.
So you would have a quesadilla McChicken.
Hmm.
And it was.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Now,
I felt awful the next morning.
Of course you did.
It actually. Like, it wasn't even the hangover that did it the next morning. It was that meal.
Sure. Yeah. You ever been to, like, the small town where they have the combo fast food restaurant?
Combo?
Yeah, like, you walk
in. That's a restaurant?
And within one restaurant, there are two fast food restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
We see them at truck
KFC
stops.
KFC Taco Bell.
The KFC Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. My favorite, I think it was KFC A&W Root Beer. In St. George, Utah.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was awesome because I got a piece of chicken, and then I think they still had like corn dogs at A&W. It's been a long time since I've been to an A&W. Then I got a burger, then I got a root beer float. That was a delightful afternoon. And it was a gas station, so I filled up my truck. Checked all the boxes, my friend.
I'm sure you told all your friends that at the general store. Hi. Do you guys know about this A&W over there? They got gas,
I got everything,
beer, and food.
Yep. Tell you what.
Oh, my God.
So if you can combine any two fast food restaurants, 503-250-1080 is a fan text line. If you could combine any two fast food restaurants and drop that thing right in your neighborhood, what would the two be? I mean, the McDonald's Taco Bell sounds like an act of convenience.
Well, also another popular one is to go to Taco Bell. Now, this was when I had only drank a little bit.
Sure.
Not a lot. So we're talking like 8 beers.
Nice buzz.
So I go to the Taco Bell and I order myself like 4 orders of chips and nacho cheese.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. I just throw those chips out.
Yeah, what do you need those for?
No, you don't need those. I go across the street again. Okay. I think you know what's going to happen next. I go to the McDonald's.
Sure.
I get myself an extra large fry.
Sure.
And I dip the fries in the cheese sauce.
McDonald's cheese fries.
Oh.
I'll tell you, I had an incident with McDonald's fries. My wife, her hangover cure is a Gatorade and McDonald's fries. Very nice, simple hangover cure, right?
What flavor?
Red. Do they have actual
it's
flavor?
It's a name, yeah. Fruit
it's
punch.
Red. Yeah. It's a red one. A red Gatorade and McDonald's fries.
Okay.
So she tied one on. Ended up with a little hangover. I had a 10:30 tea time. And she was fine. She wasn't going to die. Hmm. And so I went out to get her Gatorade, red, and McDonald's fries. Well, I pull into the McDonald's drive-thru, and they won't serve me fries because it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, right. This must have been a while ago. I think they serve you anything now at any time.
This was a while ago. And I was asked never to come back to the McDonald's because of my response when they told me they could not give me French fries. And
what did you tell them?
Well, I asked them a simple question. I go, do you change the temperature on the oil for the hash browns from the French fries? I basically went from the, hey, could you please, to this is how you run a restaurant, to a long string of profanity that I'm not proud of. And I was asked not to come back to that McDonald's.
Why were you so mad?
Because I had a tea time I needed to get to, and I needed to take care of my wife. The two things
that
matter.
Why don't you just call her and tell her you ain't getting fries?
I ended up getting home and told her she didn't get fries.
Yeah.
I got her a hash brown patty.
Well, see, there
from
you
somewhere
go.
Else. I couldn't get it at McDonald's because they wouldn't serve me. I can't remember where I went, but Burger King or something. I'm like, here's a Burger King's hash brown patty because they wouldn't serve me fries either. She was not super happy about it, but we got through it.
Text line also mentioning, and this one I do like, is the A&W in Corvallis. If you are a Oregon State alum or a Corvallis native, you recognize the A&W that is just on the on-ramp of I-5 heading in or out of town. That is a popular spot for, you know, what? Eating food.
Sure.
Getting
that
gas.
Makes sense. I thought it was some code word like you know, truck stops along the highway are good.
No, for that's actually across the street. There is a legit truck stop. Yeah. Now, I don't know if there's code words for stuff, but you can only assume.
Yeah, I know what that is.
A couple of picks, too. Somebody saying Wendy's and Taco Bell don't argue for a, hey, let's throw these two fast food places together.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a terrible thing. Wendy's is, that's never really my first choice.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Frosty, bro.
Yeah, you know, the Frosty and fries combo, it's good. I don't know if you've tried that, dipping your French fries into Frosty.
Yeah. Yep.
The way to go is Jack in the Box curly fries in their Oreo milkshake.
Ooh, now that's...
That trumps...
That's like, next level.
Yeah, I do. I did that. And then the Frosty and fries, never again. I don't need any part of that. It's not going to do the same thing for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, there's fast food talk.
Yeah.
Fast food talk for everybody. You're
well
welcome.
Played.
That's what we do. Hey, did you know it's the NBA draft tonight?
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah.
Yeah. You excited about it?
Sure. I guess.
Okay.
Well, as a Blazer fan, I'm kind of like, meh.
The only way the Blazers are getting in is to make a trade. I've actually got a list of players who were draft day trades that ended up being pretty good at basketball.
Great.
So we can go through that list a little bit later. Yeah. What?
I said, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
We also had a signing. We have to talk about some quarterbacks that are probably going to be terrible. We've got some NFL players that might be their make it or break it season. Mm. We've got all kinds of sports things to talk about. So we'll just get right into it. Let's talk NBA draft. Who could end up on the Blazers? Probably nobody, but it'll be fun to pretend. We'll do it next. Sinner and Sane edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Luke Anderson in for Dusty and AJ. Dusty's in Hawaii. I believe AJ is keeping an eye on the Seahawks, huh?
No, she's climbing a mountain.
Oh, she's climbing a mountain today. When is she going to Seahawks camp?
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Which mountain is she climbing?
I don't know.
Oh, Kilimanjaro?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Cool.
Yep.
Got it. Nice. First try.
Well, pretty nobody good. Ever called you dumb.
That I know of, right? NBA draft tonight.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it?
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
The NBA draft?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with trade values. I mean, here's kind of my definitive statement with the Blazers is that if they do not make a move tonight, you can probably guarantee the roster will, in fact, stay the exact same. And I'm not talking about the bench. I'm talking about the starting five.
Yeah.
You know, the value for CJ is probably about as high as it's going to be at this point. Once teams decide to draft players, teams that are in the top 10, teams that have assets that you might be able to trade off, because I've kind of given up on the whole Ben Simmons thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of it. So, you know, unless they make this rumored trade that I think the Athletic had come up with, or they had heard from team sources that there was a top four pick up for CJ.
Okay.
And that was kind of presumably the Raptors.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, I think this is what you're going to get.
Okay. Well, let's take a little look back and see how often this has worked out where you have those draft day trades. Cause really that's the only way the Blazers get into it. The NBA draft to me, I don't know. Oftentimes it just feels, it feels very flat because it's, first of all, it's very quick.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee, like outside of the lottery picks, there's really no guarantee of impact to your team. So unless they move up into the lottery, there's going to be a lot of names on this list that you look back and you kind of see where they were selected and you realize, you go, oh man, if you can make one of those moves in the late rounds, you know, get some of those trades, sometimes they work out. Most of the time they don't. The percentage of an NBA team hitting on a second round pick is pretty, pretty low.
Draymond Green.
Yep.
I know.
There's definitely guys that work out, but anyways, it's not going to work out. So we'll just go back and I will tell you the team. If you need more information on any of these, I can probably dig it up for you because I've got a little paragraph here. But
nice.
Just point out some players that were drafted by completely different teams. So if we go back to Pau Gasol, drafted by?
Grizzlies.
I ended up with the Grizzlies, but he was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, weird.
So, yeah, so they did a draft day trade. So all these guys are going to be moves that they have. But, yeah, Gasol was the number three pick in 2001, and the Grizzlies made the move. They moved Sharif Abdul-Rahim and Jamal Tinsley to get Gasol, and that's how he ended up with Memphis. So he was originally drafted by the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
And if you look at that, I mean, the Hawks obviously didn't go anywhere, but, you know, Gasol never won in Memphis either, so... Tyson Chandler. He was actually originally drafted by the Clippers. Of course, he went to Chicago and then has played for basically every team in the NBA for that, but he was a high draft pick, not drafted by that. Kyle Korver is one of those second round picks. You can't blame anybody for trading on draft day.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, all the guys you're giving me right now so far are kind of like, except Pau Gasol, of course, but I mean, he didn't really even make an impact until he got to the Lakers.
That's what I mean, yeah. So I'm kind of working backwards on the list for you. But he was originally drafted by the Nets. They end up trading him off, and he ends up, you know, kind of bouncing around making his impact later. There's some other names in here that I'll just breeze through. Jameer Nelson. We've got...
he got drafted by the Magic.
Jameer Nelson was, he was actually drafted by the Nuggets, ended up with the Magic.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and this one's kind of interesting because Jameer Nelson was traded for, he was traded for, where's the name? Cause I do not, Julius Hodge. I work out pretty well for Denver.
I don't know who the hell that
well,
is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's kind of a nobody that kind of ended up disappearing. This one's interesting because Lou Aldang was drafted not by the Lakers, but, he was after not by Chicago, but he was drafted by the Suns. But there's also this time where you look at the teams that are in full tank mode, and what they'll do is they'll just draft a player. He's drafted by the Suns, and all they wanted was picks. So they drafted him, got rid of him, stayed terrible, and ended up getting rid of all of their assets, but a pretty dang good player. Are you interested in the rest of this list? Is this intriguing you?
I am. I'm hoping it's leading up to something really big.
Well, it's leading up to a couple that you absolutely know, but there's some that I thought were interesting through here because the big
Fast forward to those ones I know.
I'll get to them.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's take a little break. Let's do a SportsCenter update, and I'll get you the rest of this tantalizing list.
Okay, I can do that.
Right. Here's your SportsCenter update.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we have an answer for whether or not Reggie Bush will get his Heisman Trophy back. We've got some reports of teams that are going to be bouncing around, but we've got the NBA draft, so we'll just kind of we'll continue on the thread that we're on. We also got quarterback signings. We've got a high school player that's going to skip high school to go to college so he can make money with the NIL. Got all kinds of things today.
Hell but yeah!
Right now we're in the middle of a list of draft day trades.
Okay, get to the good one.
I've got good ones for you, homie.
Okay.
Jeez, I can't give you the good ones first.
Neither.
So neat. Well, I'll give you this one that everybody knows.
Gotta have.
That'd be the next one that everybody knows. And I want to get just your opinion on it. After this season, what do you think of the Trae Young, Luka Doncic trade?
It is evenly distributed.
Really?
Yes, everybody won.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Because that's the one they put at the top of the list. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but we all know about that.
Well, there are apparent rumors that the Mavericks are now going to try to pursue Kawhi Leonard here in this offseason. And if they can't do it, they will just literally keep going down the list of high-profile people they could possibly trade for. So if they were able to get Kawhi Leonard, then, well, the Mavericks are probably going to position themselves to be pretty high up in the Western Conference next season. I mean, on the Eastern Conference side, the Hawks have completely positioned themselves for the future. Within the next, 5-7 years, they are going to be competitive every single season, barring injury. So everybody wins.
Did you catch the Trae Young buzzer beater in some pro-am game that he was playing? Did you happen to see that video?
No, I didn't see that.
Trae Young standing there, and I don't know who the guy guarding him was, but he was talking plenty of trash. And he's like, there's no way you're getting this shot off. And guess what happened to that guy?
He got the shot off.
And guess what happened to the shot?
It went in.
And guess what happened to Trae Young?
He got excited.
He got mobbed by about 10,000 people that were there. I don't know how many people were there, but the video basically puts him just enveloped by everybody in there. Because it's one of those games where you can hear all of the trash talk because they're doing it loud. But Trae Young, it's just, that guy is something else. So I think I said this when we were, you know, watching the early rounds of the NBA playoffs. But nobody went from pretty lame to super cool as fast in human history as Trae Young.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
And he was going pretty nosedive into super lame when he was even wearing these sunglasses or the shades, the goggles. It was like, guy, your hair sucks. Now you're wearing glasses.
Give the guy a haircut and a stylist, and he is in the upper echelon of favorite NBA players for sure. Speaking of Kawhi Leonard, do you know which team drafted Kawhi?
I'm going to shot in the dark. The Nuggets.
This seems like a terrible mistake. It was the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
And he was a guy that, I mean, you can understand overlooked. He was a number 15 overall pick, but obviously he turned into something great. You wonder how much of it is being nurtured in greatness around, you know, everybody with the Spurs or just working out. All right, now to the ones that I think you'll find interesting. Do you know who drafted your boy, Kevin Love?
The Bulls.
No.
Oh.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, interesting.
And they had a huge trade where they swapped a bunch of players, but basically it was a swap for him and O.J. Mayo, Memphis. So O.J. Mayo was the number 3 overall pick. Kevin Love, the number 5 overall pick. This did not work out as well as the 3-5 swap between Trae Young and Luka Doncic because O.J. Mayo, do you know what he's doing right now?
I'm going to guess O.J. Mayo is actually like hosting a radio show in California.
Probably. I have no idea.
That's what I would do if I was O.J. Mayo. Oh, yeah, dude. If I was O.J. Mayo, I would completely live off my name in Southern California.
Yeah.
I would just do everything I could to survive.
But see, that's a hard place to live off of your name because there's so many names that come through Southern California.
O.J. breaks through. Hell yeah.
You're just saying the name O.J.?
O.J.
Or the name O.J. Mayo?
O.J. Mayo, because see, that's the thing. If he got a radio show and I'm doing the production for it. I'm making the announcer announce his name. OJ, I want you to give a half beat between that next name, because that gets the people's attention. They're like, wait, OJ Simpson's on the radio?
Yeah.
Why the hell are they doing this? Let's go pick it. And then right before they pick up their torches, Mayo. They hear Mayo. And
no, like, they barely
hear that guy.
Mayo. And they're like, just a bunch of like Mayo. Yeah, distortion over it. And then, yeah, people will listen to it. It's OJ and the Hog here on, I don't know who his co-host is, but yeah.
David Hogg.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. How about this one? Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, both drafted by the same team and then traded to Utah.
Okay, here's the thing about the Donovan Mitchell pick. It's not really that. It's that the Trailblazers could have drafted Donovan Mitchell.
They also could have drafted Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I know.
27th overall pick.
We're really good at drafting players.
Okay, so if you're Portland, if you're Portland and you draft a player and trade him away, who would be the worst team that you could do that with?
What, in this draft?
Yeah, no, like if you draft a player and then trade him away, yeah, and then he ends up being great,
yeah,
who's that team that you just go, ugh?
Oh, the Lakers.
For Utah, it's Denver. The Denver Nuggets had both Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert and traded both of them to Utah.
I mean, that's another one where it's like, things are seeming to work out okay for everyone because they have an MVP.
Could you imagine if they had Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell on that Utah team, though?
Yeah. Or, I mean, you had the Denver team, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant,
yeah,
the Denver
team. Yeah, I mean, see, all these things you mentioned, like that one, too, is another one where it's like, things worked out.
Yeah, but the
ultimately,
two best players on your rival, that little Rocky Mountain rivalry, like it'd be like if Seattle was still around and then you drafted two players and traded them over.
Look, the only thing that pisses me off about that draft is, again, this theme that Neil Olshey thought he was the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
He got in someone's ear and said, we need to draft this person. We need to do this. You know, we're a small market team here in Portland, and we actually work within the margins to try to use the analytics and the money ball to find the greatest. No, jerk. You passed up on Bam Adebayo and Donovan Mitchell. Oh, by the way, you also passed up on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. You know who else? But yeah, but did you see the photos in the finals that they showed it 1,000 times? This is what he looked like on draft day. This is what he looks like now.
Dude, he's 7 foot, plays in Europe, and just learned to play basketball 3 years before that.
He's David
and
Robinson.
He was dominating.
He's David Robinson.
Yes. And you passed on it.
Yeah, well.
I toted
a lot of teams.
I said that after the Bucks had won the title. Everybody's like, how could you know? And like, nobody. How could you know? Just look at the stats. Again, learned to play basketball 3 years before when he was starting to get attention. Once he started playing, he was freakishly good without having a lot of skills.
Yeah.
Then went to the NBA, developed for 3 years, and became a perennial superstar.
Well, back-to-back MVP and now a finals MVP.
So
in one of the most dominant finals performances ever.
Look, that's not luck. That's not, that's just how that turned out. That is a miscalculation of recruiting. That is not looking at the field. That is not looking at people and going, hey, we should probably pick this guy because the upside is going to be massive. It's the same thing with Kevin Durant. I will bang this drum all day.
Dude, the people that insist that Greg Oden was the correct pick, just admit that you're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were wrong. You drafted
it's
Greg Oden.
It's fine to be wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
You drafted Greg Oden because you predicted that in 5 years, Travis Outlaw would still be better than Kevin Durant. That's seriously why you did it.
Well, here's the funny thing about that team. When you talk about adding Greg Oden to Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge, they didn't draft either of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one on the list. Do you know who drafted those two players?
I don't know.
Brandon Roy was drafted by Minnesota and then traded for Randy Foy.
Oh, yeah.
And then LaMarcus Aldridge was drafted by
the Bulls. Yeah,
yep.
I knew that one.
Yeah. So it's just a good reminder that, hey, the Blazers have built teams without having draft pick or without making their selections in the draft. So, hey, maybe there's a trade tonight. Maybe it becomes something. But to your point that led this whole thing off, which is, They better start making moves now, and tonight might be the night to do it.
Yeah, if you think something's going to change, it has to happen
tonight.
Well,
if you hope and you beg that something's going to change, like many Portlanders do.
If you are hoping for the massive move that will shake up your starting lineup, it honestly has to happen tonight, because after that, the value of CJ McCollum starts to get even worse.
Can I tell you a sore spot, though?
Sure.
In this article that shows all of these guides, this is from Deadspin.
Okay.
The picture they chose of LaMarcus Aldridge, guess what uniform he's wearing?
Texas?
The Nets.
Oh, the Nets? Yeah, well.
Played for, what, a dozen games? And then like, yeah, I retire.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is. But I just, I had forgotten that, like.
He's a good guy.
He means well.
He does. Like, yeah. He's an athlete, man. I can't talk to how he was sensitive about certain things and his ego got hurt. Like, I'm not a professional athlete. I probably would have acted the same way. I don't know.
Like a crying baby?
Sure.
Okay.
Probably. I'm getting paid millions of dollars. Listen to me. I'm the star on this team.
I want to be the star.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, that works. We've got a signature. We've got a guy. He's signed. Zach Wilson is showing up to camp. We need a expert analysis of how this season is going to go for Zach Wilson. And we'll get it from Will Darkins next. Center and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. All right, we're going to get to Will's assessment of Zach Wilson here because I think it's very, very entertaining. And I think you'll all enjoy it very much too. But I do want to read a text from the text line 503-250-1080. Talking about the Blazers and their draft. And somebody brings up one. This is not one that I hear. Everybody complains about Greg Oden. A lot of people complain about Sam Bowie. However far you want to go back, this one's good. Like when the Blazers took Thompson instead of Larry Bird, then Michael went to the Lakers and became Mr. Laker. That's way back. Sting for people doing that.
Michael Thomas?
Michael Thompson.
Thompson?
Yes. You don't, well, you're.
What year was that?
1979 or whatever it was. 1979? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he became Mr. Laker right before Magic Johnson did?
Yeah. He was on those teams. He was
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Can't believe we missed on that.
All I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
My point is, Blazers fans have a lot to be stew about in the history of the draft.
Indeed.
So I just pulled this up, and it's a list from CBS Sports of every team's worst draft bust. And what it does is it lists the player they took and the players that they could have had. And I've only looked at a few teams so far, so I'll do some more digging on this. But the teams that are on the list so far that I've looked at, the guys they missed out on aren't that big of deals.
Okay.
The Blazers have Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan, and if this texture is accurate, apparently Larry Bird. They could have had
Larry Bird, man.
Could have had all those players. And in somebody's mind, they could have all played at the same time. Not really. But it's...
And none of them would got it hurt.
Yeah, exactly. The Blazers could have, would have, should have. Feel like they are as big as anybody's in the NBA. So I'm going to look at this list and see if we can learn anything from it. But in the meantime, Zach Wilson was holding out. He wanted to get his contract just right. Apparently, he wanted to get insurance.
Smart.
Things worked out. I don't know what the deal was. But it means that that some of the veterans they were going to bring in, one of them was going to be Sean Mannion to bring in and compete for the starting job if Zach Wilson didn't show up.
Damn.
But he signed today. But Will, you had a very quick response to how you think Zach Wilson's going to do this year.
Zach Wilson would be a bust.
Yeah, but a little more than that.
Well, what are you talking about?
You said, how's he going to handle the pass rush? And give your full assessment.
He's going to vomit when he actually sees a real pass rush.
We're on radio, so if you want to elaborate, you had a very elaborate earlier.
Look, just go back. The reason I went off is because you were like, oh, yeah, but I mean, this is what happened with Mitchell Trubisky, too, and everybody missed on him. And
what you said was this is the worst draft pick this high that you can remember.
Yeah, I think for quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I brought up Mitchell Trubisky as a counterpoint.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think it'll eventually be at that point. Now, of course, it's a bit hyperbolic because we haven't seen Zach Wilson play, but I just, based on tape and based on size and based on the fact that he was holding out and just everything you can gather from the kid, I think he's being thrown into a situation, one, where he's probably not going to be able to succeed because Jet quarterbacks just haven't done very well.
No, they have not. They have
even Mark Sanchez getting his team to AFC title games. I mean, it really wasn't him in the end. It was a historically great defense. Go back and look at some BYU games and watch how much time Zach Wilson has in the pocket. It's a lot.
Yep.
It's quite a bit.
Even with the time that he has, I mean, he's playing against, you know, Mountain West.
Coastal Carolina. And Mountain West teams.
Small schools. And even if the pass rush does break through, this is not NFL caliber defensive lineman bearing down on you.
And I do enjoy the clip of Zach Wilson, like, rushing around in pressure and making this massive throw across his body. And then people comparing that to Sam Darnold and being like, see, he's a pro caliber quarterback. Now, of course, the point that's missed in that is that Sam Darnold right now is not a pro caliber quarterback. In fact, he's the complete opposite. And yeah. I would say, if you're going to crap on me for this take, I would say, well, then you should probably shut up about Sam Darnold, because he hasn't proved anything yet.
No, he's not. He's on his second team already.
And people like to pull out with Sam Darnold saying, like, oh, well, but just, you see the plays when he's really good and he's just not surrounded by great talent. And so he will shine on a great team. Yeah, I'm not buying that yet. Because really, he didn't shine all that much. I'll tell you, a guy who did shine all that much with a pretty crappy offensive line was Andrew Luck. And people would not shut up about that guy for 5 years. And for good points, he was really, really good. He just had a terrible offensive line. Sam Darnold had a really terrible offensive line in a really terrible division where he really had to only play one really good team twice every year. Everybody else in his division sucked, at least until the end when the Bills got good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like with Zach Wilson, it's this thing where NFL front offices are trying to convince themselves of things that they see in between the lines that in reality, it's just not there. They're looking at all these little small qualities that you could possibly have with Zach Wilson. Like, he's great throwing on the run. Wow, he already knows a modern offense and what BYU is doing, which is just like a pass-heavy offense. Maybe that's something that we can adapt to. But at the end of the day, what makes a really good quarterback in the NFL? It's accuracy and it's timing. Yep. That's it.
Well, no, it's poise. I mean,
that's poise, but really, that plays into it.
Well, sure, but I mean, it goes back to your point. When there's a pass rush on and you can make the right decision in a split second, still be accurate and on time. I mean, that's
Tom Brady can't frigging move anymore, dude.
He hasn't been able to, when he could move, he couldn't move. No. Like, I mean, that guy's his longest rush ever is like 14 yards or something like that. Or maybe he had one last year where he broke up for 20.
Right? He broke his career record of, his career for 1,000. Yeah.
For 1,000 rushing yards in 20 seasons.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And I mean, you look at Tom Brady and it's like, look, he's obviously has one of the most accurate arms of all time. He's also in a lot of his career given quite a bit of time in the pocket. It wasn't until those last 2 years with New England where you started to see like, oh, well, this is what he looks like when he doesn't. And that's why he went to Tampa Bay, because they started loading up the offensive line and they gave him receivers. They had an incredible defense that could give him more opportunities to score when he got on the field. So it's like, look, Zach Wilson's probably going to fall into the same trap that Sam Darnold did going to the Jets. Horrible mismanagement, not a great offensive line, and just years and years of mediocrity until he is given a second chance somewhere else.
If he's given a second chance. You know, you don't always get a second chance in the NFL. Sam Darnold, I think, is pretty lucky where he's getting a second chance right now with
a better
organization.
Yeah.
Who ends up having the better season this year? And this is Zach Wilson's not. I don't think he's going to have a great year, but we'll throw him in there. Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, Joe Burrow, or Daniel Jones?
Oh, Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow definitely. Yeah.
Because Joe Burrow checks all those boxes that you outlined for Zach Wilson, where he doesn't have much of an offensive line. He's playing in a terrible organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's coming off of an ACL injury. You think he'll have a better season than Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold?
Well, most definitely. Now, if you want to judge a better season by wins and losses, you could probably change that answer to possibly Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Because, again, weaker division. Saquon Barkley's going to be back. The defense is getting a lot better. But if you're just going to talk individually, I mean, Joe Burrow already had a better season than two of those other guys, and he got hurt for half of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, too, with Burrow, I'm kind of hoping, and here's my fingers getting crossed here, that the Bengals woke up to the idea that you can't put that guy out on an island. They're going to have to put him under center more. They're going to have to play with play action a little bit more. They're going to have to change up how he does things to make it so he is safe, because what they were doing before by doing 4-5 wide and leaving safeties stacking defensive ends on one side of the line and making them shift and hiding blitzes. I destroyed him.
Yeah.
God bless the guy for avoiding as many hits as he did, especially being a rookie.
Yeah.
But you know, you just hope that they took that lesson in and they were like, okay, cannot do this. Got to put him under center. Got to run the ball more. And then maybe down the line, once you get better assets, you can kind of let him do his thing.
So we're counting on Zach Taylor in Cincinnati to be smart with their quarterback.
Well.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
he's young. He's impressionable.
The NFL has ruined a lot of very talented young quarterbacks. So hopefully it doesn't happen again. I'm with you there. Hey, let's go into the next hour. You have some sound for us. You want to tease what we're going to hear?
There was a fight today on Twitter that went into sound between one Damian Lillard and one True Hoop bro.
Yeah.
And it just got real.
And then you also have, you have a rap song?
I have a rap song, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Well, that's Will's got sound. That's the theme for hour two. So you'll hear that and more next. Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.